The business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines Metro made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Business law and estate planning, visit creamerlaw.com. And AARP of Iowa, real possibilities for our community and our citizens, no matter the age, aarp.org.
It is the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for hanging out with us. You know, one of the things we really like to do is hold up companies that have exemplary customer service. Whether or not we use that company for whatever the purpose that they have, but when we go into a store, we do some online work, or we engage with our customers from around the globe for our advertising agency, one of the things that we look for all the time is exemplary customer service and value, because that's what we all want. And with us on the phone is Scott Clayson. Now, Scott is with a company called TimeSolve. And TimeSolve is a way in which all kinds of people who track time, time is money, who track time, they utilize this service to do that. And we'll let Scott tell us more about that. Scott, welcome to the Business News Hour. Grateful to have you along for the ride.
Well, thank you, Michael. I'm glad to be here. Glad to join you today.
All right. So let's talk about the beginnings of TimeSolve. What is it, for example?
TimeSolve is a web-based software that's been around since 1999 and was actually developed by Thomson Reuters and their elite division. Now, anybody who's in the legal sector is very familiar with Thomson Reuters. They produce a plethora of legal products to utilize. And so it was born out of them up here in Minneapolis, where I'm located, and then spun off as a private company in 2006. Our CEO, Raza, sort of knew that web-based software was the coming future, and essentially when TimeSolve was developed in 1999, it was very much cutting edge. The idea of
it really was
software through, your Netscape Navigator, back
really?
In 1999 was relatively, was a foreign concept, and Thomson really didn't know what to do with it exactly. So Raza saw the future, spun it off, and took it over in 2006 as a privately held company. And so today we do service because our bones are in the legal sector. About 80% or so of our clients are law firms, mainly in the smaller side of things, anywhere from 100 legal timekeepers and less. But we also service any industry, like as you were mentioning, where you have to track time and then send invoices. And so accountants, freelancers, consultants, PR firms, those sort of people that would be using a way to track their time and then generate an invoice off of that time is who we service.
I was just having a cup of coffee with one of our graphic designers just last Wednesday, Scott. And we were sitting there talking about she was having a real tough time. She's a freelance graphic designer. And what she does is she says, I hate billing day. I hate it with a passion. My passion is about designing cool looking graphics and making things work really well for my clients. Not to sit around and worry about billing and time,
right,
and and those kinds of things.
Right.
And I said to her, I said, hey, you know what? This week, we're going to be talking with Scott Clayson from TimeSolve. You really ought to look into that. And she, so I told her the story, and she goes, wow, you got to be kidding. This sounds perfect. So let's peel it back just a little bit more, if we can, Scott, and tell us how this works. How does, if you're tracking time, you mentioned accountants. I would also suspect that even architects sometimes, could be talking with ad agencies. We could be talking about freelance photographers or freelance movie producers, all kinds of people that have to track their hours to get paid, right?
Right.
All right.
It's a simple process with our software, and that's part of what we try to make it as easy, as intuitive as possible, because like you said, the associate you were talking to, her passion is graphic design. No, and same thing. Nobody became a lawyer because they just love billing day, right? And so, in fact, one of our taglines for our ads is practice your passion. Ours is the billing and timekeeping. Do what you want to do and what you're passionate for. So in TimeSolve, it's very simple. You have your clients and you have projects associated to your clients. And oftentimes you might just have one project for a client. Sometimes you might have multiple projects. And so when you go to TimeSolve to make your time entries, you just choose your client and the project that you're working on, and then there's a lot of deeper things you can get into, but then you can start a timer right there and then if you'd like, or you could enter the time that you know that you work for them that was maybe earlier in the day and you didn't have a chance to get to the time entry. One of the useful things about our interface is when you log into TimeSolve, you actually land on the time entry screen. You can start making time entries right there and then. It's zero clicks, literally, to get to where you need to be to start making time entries, because we know that you want to spend as little time doing that as possible. And we have when you land on that page, you get a nice view of how many hours have you put in time for every day, and then a weekly total has a monthly total, all there for you in a quick view when you land on that page. So again, you're in and out quick, fast, get back to what you want to do. And then at the end of the month, when it is time to that dreaded billing day, you simply go to another section of our program. You generate the invoices for all of your clients for a certain time period that you want. It'll bring up all of the draft invoices, which you can edit right there on that screen. If you realize when you're viewing the draft invoice that you have some errors or a mistake or whatever it might be, you don't have to go backtrack to the time entry and the expense entry, whatever it is that you made. You can edit that right there on the screen. And then the other beauty is that you can send all your invoices at once. Literally, it's just one click. Select all the invoices that need to be sent, hit send, and they're all out. You can send them either via email, which a lot of, like, the graphic designer probably is used to doing, but a lot of law firms who we deal with still like to actually print out their invoice, put it in an envelope, lick the stamp, and do all that and put it in the mail. So you have the option to do all those things and get your invoices out fast, quick. We've heard stories from clients who they reduced their time in generating their invoices, and this was for a 15-person law firm. She had been spending like 4 days of work every month at the beginning of the month to generate her invoice, and she got it down to basically a day of work. So she's saving literally 3 days a month just because she's using TimeSolve instead of her old antiquated system she was using.
And one of the things I think about TimeSolve, Scott, that we really were impressed about, first of all, it's cloud-based. And so it's not software that you have to buy consistently, not software that you have to update all the time. It updates itself. Is that correct?
Correct. As soon as when we push out an update, you'll see that update the next time you log in to TimeSolve. And yes, because it's web-based and we have a mobile app, it's optimized for a tablet, you can track time anywhere, right? I mean, you're not always going to have an internet connection even. You can even track time even if you're not hooked up to the web with some of our tools, both on your phone if you've lost connection, or if you have your laptop and you're at that Starbucks and you're kind of afraid of their Wi-Fi, getting hacked or whatever. We actually have a widget that you can download and have on your computer so that you can track time even when not hooked up to the internet. And then next time you are back online, of course, you can sync it up with our database and you're rolling. So that flexibility and ease of your time entries on the go anywhere you might be is, of course, the beauty of cloud-based technology.
And one of the things, and you and I had this conversation the other day, Scott Claisted, ladies and gentlemen, from TimeSolve is who we're talking with. We had a long time relationship with a software company that ships you disks, and you get the disks and you have to input it in your computer and then you have it in your computer. But in our case, about 5 months ago, when our computer just went bloop, gone, so too did all of our documentation, all of our stuff that we'd been putting in there for a month. And of course, then we called the software company and they said, oh, that version, we don't support that anymore. You're going to have to buy something new and it's going to cost you X amount of dollars. And it was astronomical. So what I did, Scott, was I went to the old interwebs, and I'm going, okay, what am I going to do to find software, some kind of a program? Here's what caught my eye about TimeSolve. The fact that you guys have been around for so long. That just shocked me that you were doing web-based stuff for time tracking that goes back, well, over a decade, for crying out loud. That was stunning.
Almost 2 decades now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, of course, now, if folks are listening, I'm just doing this unsolicited testimonial, Scott. I'm sorry. but then I pick up the phone because I like to do business by phone because, I do the email. I get about 600 emails a day and sometimes I miss stuff. So I pick up the phone and I call the 800 number for TimeSolve, and a real live human being answers the phone, which I thought was astounding. And then we go through the whole arrangement, and we were done within 30 minutes. It was seamless. And then my first month of billing, I got into trouble because it was a new way of billing something, and I had to call customer support, and I didn't get somebody from Bangladesh. I happened to get somebody from West Virginia. Stunning, stunning customer service, sir.
Thank you. Well, we very much appreciate that, and I wish everyone who's listening could see the smile on my face as you're telling that story.
It's all true. You know, that's what's so crazy about this, because you don't expect that in today's age.
We made a couple of strategic decisions a couple of years ago about customer service. Raz, our CEO, did. And that is a couple of things. One, the people on our support staff and the account managers come from the billing side of the world. We don't go out and try to hire people who have a long history of customer support, answering calls at a call center necessarily. It's nice if they have that. But more importantly is we've actually looked for people who've specifically done billing, oftentimes for a law firm, because like I said, that's 80% of our client base, because they literally walk the walk that the people calling in, like yourself, are going through. So that's A. And B, you know, having it be U.S.-based is an important thing. You want to make sure you're getting somebody who's live and can you know, you feel like you're not a number, you're a real person that, you know, we care about. And the other philosophy is we really truly do want to be a company that can help your business, you know, be happy and profitable. And part of that being happy and profitable is getting around that billing day that everyone dreads. So we want to be an extension of your business. And the person you talk to in West Virginia now, you know you can call at any time, and she's going to help you with your problem. She's an extension of your advertising agency, and that's what we want to be, because we know that, again, getting back to what we were talking about at the beginning, your passion is advertising. That lady you were talking to was graphic design. For a lawyer, it's practicing law. You're not going to necessarily be an expert on, hey, how do I allocate a payment that's come in and then do a credit memo because accidentally billed them too much. You maybe only have to do that once every 3 or 4 months, let's say. So, you know, talk to your business partner, TimeSolve, and we'll walk you through that process again and be happy to help you if you need it again 6 months later. And it really helps us create that relationship that, you know, you want a long-lasting relationship. Like in business, we want to keep your business for as long as possible, for the life of your entire firm. And it's really interesting. When we do have people that terminate their account, we get an email because you're allowed to put feedback as to why, you know, why did you decide to leave TimeSolve? And probably, you know, I can't tell you the number of ones we get from people who basically say, well, I'm retiring from my law practice and I just don't need you. You know, I loved it. I love TimeSolve. I had it for 15 years. I just don't need it anymore because I'm retiring. Thanks for the memories, you know.
Yeah.
So it's always gratifying to hear that.
You know, one of the things that you mentioned and I mentioned as well was customer service. And this, in the increasing age of everything going elsewhere, you never know who you're talking to. One of my pet peeves is companies that replace human beings with machines. It just drives me nuts. I'm trying to get to the right person, so it's like dial 0000 until somebody actually answers the phone. But the number that I got for customer service from TimeSolve was redirected to a young lady in West Virginia. And I just have to say this because it was so cool. Not only was she able – I called her the first month, Scott, because I didn't know what the heck I was doing. All right? And so – you only bill once a month, right? So the next month, I'm going, okay, well, what do I do here again? So I called the same number, and the same woman answered the phone. And it was, I said, wait a minute, who are you, and why are you, you know, what are you doing? And I have to tell you, I'm a busy guy, but I spent 45 minutes to an hour with her on the phone. After we got the thing solved, talking about her family and her kids and her husband and where she lives and how she works and where she came from, wow. And nothing was hurried. You know, anyway, just cool.
It's about establishing, you know, and anybody who's in business, especially sales, and, you know, we all know, it's about relationships.
It is.
Oftentimes, deals get done, not necessarily because it's the, you know, you compare these two products and they're both very similar. One's maybe a little bit better than the other, but you decide to do the other product because the relationship that you may have formed with that person, that human touch, you know, like you said, you enjoy picking up the phone, you know, more than the email, you know, things, and having that personal touch and knowing that, hey, you know what, this is somebody I can relate to, I can talk to, and now you have that trust in that company, in this case, TimeSolve, and, you know, you can become, as you know, you're an evangelicalist for the, you know, for the software.
I guess, and I've done that.
Spread the word, exactly.
Yeah, yep.
But that's what we're looking to do with everybody, and it is a bit, you know, as we grow and get bigger as companies, we're all trying to, like, you know, grow, growth, 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 but you have to remember what's getting you that growth to begin with. What's the intangible, or what it is that you're doing different from anybody else that's leading to more people need you, want you, and make sure you stay true to that philosophy that you built yourself upon, and that's what, you know, that's what we're trying to do here at TimeSolve.
Remember who took you to the dance, right?
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
We've been visiting with Scott Clayson, ladies and gentlemen. He is with TimeSolve, a Minneapolis-based internet, web, cloud-based time company where you can go ahead and track your time and your hours. And if you're in the business of doing that, just take it from us. We are thoroughly impressed with everything that we've seen from you guys. And I just wanted to shout out and say, hey, thanks, and let everybody we'll send you the MP3, and you can send it to those doubting Thomases out there in far off San Diego and say, hey,
that's right,
check
that's
us
right.
out.
Well, I appreciate the time, and I'm glad. I hope everyone gets an opportunity to kind of check it out, because beyond even just the tracking your time, you know, we have a lot more tools that allow you to, you know, budget your time ahead
right.
of time, so that you can determine, like, if somebody says, I don't want to pay you hourly, I want to just give me a fee.
Sure.
You know, that happens all the time, right?
Yep.
But the scary thing is, am I giving them a fee where I'm going to end up losing my shirt? Because I tell them I'm going to do $500 and all my time ended up being like $1,500, but I can't charge them extra. Well, with some of the tools we have in place, you can build that out ahead of time and then track it in real time, because that's the key thing. We can all make the most beautiful little projects in the world, but if you write down that project and you put it up on a shelf to collect dust, it does no good. So tracking your progress against your project in real time is a key component that we offer that a lot of these systems don't necessarily. So
you're correct. And not only is it by hourly, you can also put in flat rates, all kinds
exactly.
of things. Yeah, yeah. It's good stuff, kids. Just check it out. It's TimeSolve, TimeSolve.com. Thanks much, Scott.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate the time.
All right. Say hi to everybody up there in the Twins. You guys got what kind of weather you guys got today? Cold?
We almost got to 50 today.
Get out of here.
We're feeling good about that. We haven't gotten to 50 the entire month of November. So we think we might get into 50 tomorrow. So it's been a cold November.
Yeah,
but,
we're looking
we're
looking at 55 tomorrow here in the capital city. So, well, thank you again.
We all know life in the upper Midwest.
There it is, baby.
It is what it is.
Yeah. Well, they say, you know, with global warming soon, we will have Kansas City's weather, and you will have Des Moines weather.
And, there you go. That's true. That is true.
Who knows, right? Thanks right. again, Scott, for spending some time with us.
Thanks, Michael. Appreciate it.
All right. We've got to back out of here. Why? Because we have to check out what happened today on Wall Street. Was it a good day, bad day? Did it fall in between? We will tell you all the numbers when we come back. This is the Monday edition of Insight on Business, the News Hour.